VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Being eco-friendly. Eco equals to environment, 环境, and friendly 就是友好的。台湾这方面我觉得做得很好，像是塑胶袋啊，然后吸管、餐具等等的，都已经在用环保的材质了。但大家可能没有想到这个品牌，等一下有没有人跟我一样不会念这个品牌字？Fjallraven。Okay, 来大家一起念一遍 Fjallraven. Okay, sounds like Fear Raven, but anyway, Fjallraven 是瑞典语，不是瑞士哦，瑞士是 Switzerland. So this is from Sweden. 这个品牌故事呢，就是在讲他们意识到北极湖正在消失的状况，激发了他们要环保的意识。就像我们台湾也是为了可爱的海龟还有其他动物嘛，对不对？ Calling on everyone to be more eco-friendly， 呼吁大家一起去做环保一样。 Take actions. So likewise, if you are interested in learning more about this brand Fjallraven and how this brand impacts the environment,Please go ahead and watch the video. Now let's get to the sentence. The sentence is, at the end of the day, the most eco-friendly and cheapest thing you could do would be to buy used gear. Or better yet, not buy at all. Okay, let's read that one more time. So here I want you guys to focus more on the first T-H-E. 这里呢要念 V, 因为呢它的 follow-up 的字是And with a vowel at the beginning. 所以呢这边会念起来比较顺的话就是 the end. At the end of the day. 因为如果念 the end, 其实听起来也是可以啦，但是会比较不顺。Okay, at the end of the day. 然后呢这边就是有连音 cheapest thing, 这边可以把它连起来 cheapest thing. Alright, and for the intonation, let's focus on end. Eco-friendly, cheapest.Used, yet, not. 这几个字都给我往上扬哦。不是给我，是可以哦。没有强调。All right, let's read that one more time. At the end of the day, the most eco-friendly and cheapest thing you could do would be to buy used gear. Or better yet, not buy at all. Okay, let's move on to our vocabulary section. Number one,Eco-friendly. 那 eco 刚刚有讲过了嘛，对不对？那 friendly 呢，就是无害的意思，不破坏什么什么的，对什么什么无害的。当它是作为一个词尾的时候，所以呢，你常常可能会听到一些单字，像是 eco-friendly, environmental friendly, something like that.And friendly, 假如在词尾的时候呢，也会可以当成什么什么，适合什么什么使用的。Okay, for example, family friendly, kids friendly. Sometimes you have to call the restaurant and ask them, hey, is this restaurant kids friendly? Meaning that they can provide like the baby seats and also the utensils, 就是小孩子用的餐具嘛。有些餐厅是没有的，但通常应该台湾几乎都是 kids friendly restaurants. Okay, let's move on to our number two, which is cheapest.Cheapest 就是便宜的不贵的，然后是个 adjective. So we know that adding ESD means 最高级的形态嘛，对不对？ Cheap, cheaper, cheapest, 大家都背过。So this is my quiz for you. Which of the adjectives below is incorrect, meaning not correct? You cannot add EST as a superlative adjective. 以下的选项是哪一些不能加 EST 当作最高级的形态呢？A. Easiest. The easiest and cheapest way to be eco-friendly is reuse a single plastic bag over and over again. B. Expensivest. Mary just bought the expensivest eco-friendly product that I could imagine. I guess she's all in for our environment. C. Wealthiest. Wealthiest. If I am the wealthiest person in the world, the first thing I'll do is to invest in eco-friendly companies. All right, which of those are not supposed to add EST as superlative adjective? You have 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, the answer is B. There is no such word as expensivest, okay? 假如你今天要说这个超级贵是最贵的话，你可以说 this is the most expensive eco-friendly product, okay? All right, 如果你想要复习一下比较级的形容词，可以在我的留言区看这篇部落格哦。Now let's move on to our number 3, gear. Gear, it's a noun. In today's sentence, gear means clothes or equipment, 衣服或是从事什么活动的道具。So perhaps you guys would hear this in an action movie. Before a team goes on a mission to save the day, someone cool, 戴着sunglasses with muscles might say this line.Hey, gear up, boys. Okay, 就是大概就是说 Hey, get your guns and equipment ready. Gear up, boys. Okay, and that's it for today. Now it's Victoria's point of view sharing time. So stay tuned if you like. This is about eco-friendly. I've been told since I was a kid that we need to use less plastic bags. However, since I did some research online, it seems that Taiwan just started to ban all plastic straws and bags for boba tea in 2018. This was a very slow action for Taiwan, in my opinion, since we have been calling Taiwan the boba or tapioca milk tea paradise. We should have banned the use of plastic straws a long time ago. Nonetheless, I am glad that we started using this because this has been making a difference in our environment. And because of a healthier and less polluted ocean, when I went to Xiaoliuqiu, I got to see sea turtles. 我看到一只大海龟，真的超可爱的。So with that image in my mind and the thought of not losing any more sea turtles, and our future generations get to see them in the next, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, I'll definitely be using more of these eco-friendly products and do my share and continue to being eco-friendly. So my question tip for you guys today is, 你们有没有可以重复利用的吸管？就是那种钢做的啊，或者是玻璃做的啊。Do you guys really use it? Okay, be honest. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.